Good evening, everybody. You ready? Okay. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for coming to the special meeting tonight on January 3rd. Just for the record, I'd like to understand that everyone is present, and we'd like to take this moment for a moment of silence. Okay, thank you. And with a Pledge of Allegiance, I'd ask our Chief Knuckles to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Chief. I just have a little background and intro to this special meeting, and I'd just like to cover a couple topics for that and why we're here. Our first meeting, I asked for a new to agendize a JPA joint meeting, to which, unfortunately, Cayucas couldn't join us. So we had this special meeting just with this council. What's on the agenda is what we would have had for our JPA if we'd had that. And so there's one other note. There were some amended a resolution back there, so some of them are scattered around. You might have some of those, and we'll discuss that when we get to that item. Also, we have some chairs lined up off to the side. We were expecting a pretty good turnout. We weren't disappointed. So for public comment, we just ask that you go ahead and take a line up on the right-hand side for public comment. And when you come to the mic, state your name for the record, and we'll be giving you 3 minutes to speak. And also, I'd like to get consensus from the council to rearrange the order in which our agenda is going. I was going to request to actually start with our two resolutions and then roll into number 5 and number 6 as far as discussion for our contracts and discussion for direction. If I could get consensus for that, I'd like to change up the way how we're doing our meeting tonight. Any support or denial?
No. I think once the agenda is published, we need to follow the agenda, especially in this case.
Once we get to the topics at hand, we'll start on item number 7 and then proceed to item 8 on the agenda. And with that, thanks. Let me back up and I'll offer announcements. And are there any announcements for this evening?
Yes, I have one announcement I'd like to share with the community. On December 12th, I was able to attend the Coastal Commission meeting along with Mayor Irons and City Manager Luker and Public Service Director Livick, and we went to San Francisco for the whole day and were able to see the Coastal Commission meeting. There were several things there that were interesting. They had a special workshop between the Coastal Commission commissioners and the cities and county officials, and that was quite interesting. We didn't participate in it, but we were able to watch more of an informal style interaction between coastal commissioners and elected officials, so that was really beneficial. And the other thing they offered midday was what is now playing on Channel 20, and I wanted to bring it to your attention if you haven't yet seen it. Thank you to AGP for pulling this out of the Coastal Commission meeting, and it is a sea level rise presentation that was made to the coastal commissioners, and it was presented to them by Dr. Gary Griggs, Director, Institute of Marine Sciences at the University of California, Santa Cruz, and he's also a National Research Council committee member. So I think it's really valuable for residents business people, everyone living in Morro Bay, to see what the science is telling the Coastal Commission, at least, about sea level rise, and then what it will mean in terms of policy coming from the Coastal Commission. And you'll see at the end of the presentation, many coastal commissioners were asking questions of coastal staff about how will this affect policy. And there are certain comments that were made that I think are a good heads up for all of us in Morro Bay to just see what may be coming down from Coastal Commission in terms of policy that we all may have to conform to in the future. So it's playing daily at 5:55 a.m., and then in the afternoon, 2 p.m., 4 p.m., 9 p.m. So if you have a moment, it's worth your time to watch. One last thing. Thank you to Chief Christie and the police department and city manager for reaching out to our schools in the aftermath of the incident in Connecticut. I really appreciate the time they spent on campus and working with students and our principals and reassuring our community that safety's first for our children here. So thanks for that.
Thanks, Christine. Nice. Nancy?
I know you'll be hearing more about this later, but it went off. The Chamber of Commerce installation dinner and the announcement of the Citizen of the Year and Business of the Year will be Thursday, January 17th. So you may want to mark that on your calendars and plan ahead.
No?
Yeah, I just would like to do another quick shout-out. Our Public Works Advisory Board is going to be hosting what's called the Street Summit. They came up with this idea to review the pavement management plan that we've adopted, talk about the options within the plan and how it's been implemented so far, and really open up public comment so that if you have some input that you'd like to provide with the pavement management plan for the Public Works Advisory Board's discussion, which will then include a recommendation to us, the council, and we may make some adjustments to the pavement management plan based on that evening. So then that meeting's scheduled for January 14th, that's a Monday, at 6 p.m. right here in the Vets Hall. And I just encourage you to come out. I know it's a hot topic in the community. And then the other one is that we do have our advisory board applications still open. That period is open for all advisory boards. We have a couple of seats on each board, or at least one on each board. And if you're interested, that period is going to be closing January 18th, that's Friday, and then we'll be doing our interviews the evening of the 29th, tentatively at 5:30 here, at which it'll be a special meeting. Oh, 6 o'clock, excuse me. And that'll be a special meeting. So if you would like to put an application in or learn more about the different advisory boards and those positions, you can go to City Hall and talk to our fabulous clerk, Jamie Boucher.
All right, thanks. And with that, we are ready for public comment. Gentlemen over here on the side, if you'd like to come to the podium for public comment for these any items on the agenda. That's working real well, I can tell.
I'm going to just sneak in here. May I just ask a question for clarification? May we speak to all four agenda items at the same time or only one?
Yes, for clarification, public comment for all four agenda items.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Betty Winholtz, and I would like to speak to all four items. First, regarding the two resolutions, I would say yes to number 7 and no to number 8. Bay, who support building a new wastewater treatment plant at the current location for budgetary reasons. You have been led to believe that financial consideration is a factor in the Coastal Commission decision-making process. It is not. The Commission must make a decision based on law. If you read only the summary of the staff report, you will understand that to build a new plant at the current site violates our zoning and a minimum of 3 of the city's land use elements. The plan is a city-approved document, which we are legally obliged to follow. Past city councils took the risk of going around the law. Just like a rolling California stop, you eventually get caught. The city and Cayucas have now been caught. As a result of playing this game with our sewer fees, millions of dollars in several years have been wasted. It's time to follow the law.
Yeah, thank you.
My name is Dorothy Cutter. And to follow up on what Ms. Winholtz has said, that the sewer plant is currently zoned M1, and you cannot put a sewer plant in M1. So the sewer plant is now nonconforming. And also, since it's in a 100-year floodplain, and all over the country we're having 100-year events happening every year, I think it's really something important to consider. I also support terminating the agreement with the consultants, because I think way too much money has been spent on consultants and not getting our sewer plant built. Thank you.
My name is David Weissman, Morro Bay resident. I would also like to agree and concur with the comments of Ms. Winholtz, and add to that, as far as the consultants go, that perhaps it is best to dispense with the current consulting contract, although not necessarily with consultants in general, and that, might I add or suggest, the consultants the city should have been seeking all along, for example, more specifically to address the concerns of the Coastal Commission, might have been seismic consultants, technical consultants. I myself consulted with a seismologist, Dr. Hamilton, Douglas Hamilton. He's worked on projects as varied as the new Oakland Bay Bridge extension, for example, for Caltrans. And I had him run me up a map. Just let me know what we're looking at here in terms of possible problems. And he did go on to draw a map and list the problems that could be with the Harmony Fault, which extends north from Cambria and Estero Bay, as well as the offshore reach of the Los Osos Fault, which actually comes right under Morro Bay State Park and then heads out past the Sandspit. And based on his observations, the above-listed potential tsunamigenic structures and seafloor features are indicated on the attached drawing. The amount of potential and near-instantaneous seafloor uplift, hence water column displacement on any of the features, is probably 1 meter. The hazard of locally generated tsunamis is enhanced by the close proximity of potential source features to the shoreline, so that a tsunami would occur within seconds or at most a few minutes following a causative earthquake. And Dr. Hamilton's but one of many seismologists, I don't put any one particular name out there, who might be consulted when looking forward on this project, rather than seeking consultants for their political acumen and expertise. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Richard Sadowski, Citizen Morro Bay. Regarding the seismic consideration, back in 2003, I was working for the Cayuga Sanitary District. We had a San Simeon earthquake, and I was able to, with a fellow employee of mine, secure about $1.2 million pre-approved by FEMA and OES for seismic damage to the collection system at Cayucas. And I worked there from 2003 to 2004. When I hired on there, the flow meters at Lift Station 5 were totally inoperable. So the data that was given to the city regarding the flows was inaccurate. I spent about 2 years, almost 2 years, collecting that data, and it shows that the wastewater treatment plant was severely undersized in surcharges during, you know, high tourist events. In addition to that, the plant needs to be moved for several reasons stated earlier by other speakers with regards to law. Also, we have a drinking water aquifer that's being polluted by the sewage that's entering it. So if we move it out of the way, we could secure and prevent our drinking water aquifer from being polluted by sewage by moving that plant away from it and start reclaiming the water. But also sea level rise is a big issue.
The political will that will move your sewer. And I believe that you have a mandate by the newly elected body that is now on the council. I want to support your effort, offer any advice that I might be able to share. I'd encourage you to can your consultants, and if necessary, no disrespect, but any staff that gets in your way, move your sewer. Your community has the opportunity to move into the 21st century where wastewater is one word, not two, that we no longer waste water with illegal ocean outfalls. I don't believe you want a denial on your record next week. I think if you can ask for a continuance, that would be second best to withdraw your application for your permit would be ideal. I know there's complications with the meeting of the JPA, but I think a denial of any kind will have findings that may limit you in the future, and I recommend that you do whatever you can to get off that calendar next week, and I wish you well and again support your efforts to move your sewer.
Hi, I'm Marla Jo Bruton, North Morro Bay. I got permission. I have to leave. So I can say quite confidently that I am the single citizen resident of Estero Bay who has attended the most JPA meetings starting in 2005. Many times I was the only one there. That's one of the reasons I feel it's important that I'm here today, because from the very beginning, I was trying to inform the council and the staffs about AB 32 coming into law in 2006 and what those changes would mean as far as sea level rise and climate change and infrastructure and all this, you know, potential grant funding for recycled water, for methane capture, conversion, energy, all these things to no avail. And had to sit there for years as I watched the dragging of feet, the wasting of money on a project. I knew as just a plain citizen that was in a 100-year floodplain and a tsunami zone. So to have to go all those years through the process before an EIR is done that tells us and the Coastal Commission that it's in a 100-year floodplain and a tsunami zone is unforgivable, really, in my book. And that I would ask this council, whatever you do, to make very transparent and bring the community in. I think one of the big issues here is that we didn't have enough public public input, okay, or understanding of what was going on. I mean, nobody likes to think about sewage, all right? You flush the toilet, it's gone. Okay, I understand that. I get that. But this is a huge infrastructure project for the city and for our future generations, and we need the input. I would urge you to terminate the agreements with the existing consultants who have just been trying to throw money at getting a plant put on a place where it shouldn't be. And as far as the relating to the city's role at the wastewater treatment plant at the Coastal Commission, I would ask you to withdraw that application. It's not going to go forward. The whole state of California is looking at moving infrastructure off the beach. All right?
Thank you.
Hello, Council. My name is Matt Makowetsky, citizen and chairman of the Public Works Advisory Board. I'm here tonight to speak, to mention that as PWEB chairman, I have people talking to me about this issue a lot around town when they see me. But I'm here actually as a private citizen tonight to make my comments. First of all, when we need to look to the future, our plant is 50-some-odd years old. And looking back at the incorporation of Morro Bay, we need to look ahead at the next 50 years of Morro Bay. In this room right now, we have a lot of people that will not be here when the lifespan of this new wastewater treatment plant is over. I probably will not be here. However, we deserve and we have to have the respect for our community to look for that future. So in terms of this emergency meeting, I'm sorry that Cayugas isn't here, but this is a huge issue, and I'm glad that everybody's here to revisit it. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Walter Heath. I'm a resident of Mora Bay. I support the construction of our next wastewater treatment plant at a site that is removed from the hazards present at the existing site. Our community has the chance to choose to build the wastewater treatment plant out of harm's way and qualify for funds that are available for this purpose. From what I have read in the Coastal Commission staff report and the city staff report, I'm confident that the additional costs that are associated with relocating the plant to a different location can be structured in ways that minimize their impacts for ratepayers of limited means to pay. I believe that we can do the right thing for the future of Morro Bay and make the project affordable for all residents, and I trust that you will, as a council, will keep those two in mind as guiding principles, that not only is it important to do the right thing for the future of the town and our water needs, but it's also important to do the right thing for all the folks who live here. We want them to continue to be able to live here and not be concerned about the cost of the project. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Walter.
Good evening. My name is Glenn Siloway. I'm a resident of Morro Bay. I'm not going to ask you to do anything specific on the resolutions in front of you today, but what I do hope that you can do is find a way to move this plant. I realize that the staff and the city have put a lot of work into the existing design and the existing plan, and that it was a minimal plan designed to respond to bureaucratic requirements at the lowest possible cost. There's reason in that, and I understand that the costs are important. But I think what we have seen is that the calm-headed evaluations of this suggest that ratepayers are going to be looking at $10 to $20 per month each if a new plant, a relocated plant, because of the additional cost of the plant. That's significant. But I think if we look at this in terms of total system cost and the risks that we're looking at by putting the plant in the existing location, it's worth moving it. Think about just one issue that this Coastal Commission staff raised about the hazards of flooding, mainly from the ocean side, not from Morro Bay Creek, from a tsunami event or from that kind of perfect storm that, like we saw out in the East Coast with storm surge, high tide, and El Nino, which raises water levels anyway, plus sea level rise. It is a plausible event that there would be a flood in there. If it happens, it's going to be an unmitigated disaster. And the costs of recovering from that will be so much greater than the potential cost of moving the plant now that it's worth considering. Think of it like this. It's insurance. I don't expect my house to burn down. It's a very low probability event that it will, but I still insure against it. We can insure against this event and protect future ratepayers from those enormous costs by moving the plant now. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Council. My name is Marlis McPherson. I am a resident of Morro Bay, and I'm here tonight because I want to urge the Council to support the Coastal Commission staff recommendation to build the new wastewater treatment plant in a different location away from the prime beach property that the current plant sits on. This is a major capital investment for the city, and we need to consider the long-term costs and benefits of the project, not just the short-run costs. And I realize that cost is an issue, and we know it's going to cost more to move the plant, but I believe that as a community we can come together and address that issue when we need to. I also think that the cost estimates that have been thrown out there have been overblown and are not realistic. And we need to do a realistic analysis of what those additional costs are to move the plant. It would be a huge mistake to build a plant on a beachfront property. We've all heard about all the disasters that could occur, but just think of the opportunity to build something beautiful there that will attract tourists to our town. We need to take advantage of that. I also think we need to consider a 21st century plant that saves water, that reclaims water, that doesn't just dump it back in the ocean. So
the town can take this gift and turn it into an opportunity. I urge you tonight to approve the resolution that supports the coastal staff recommendation report. Thank you.
Mayor, Council, Happy New Year. Michael Lucas, citizen, former planning commissioner. A few years ago, I sat in that dais with Jamie and Nancy when we looked at this the first time, and we thought there were problems, and we recommended to Council to not go forward. Coastal Commission staff affirmed almost all of the issues that were brought forward by our hearings and asked that another site be looked at. Coastal Commission staff has brought back, I think, an extremely wise set of recommendations. I urge you to join their recommendation and either withdraw or move the site. It's awfully hard to understand why on a site you have a two-story sewer plant, and it's because the site is too small the way it's constructed now. It has no room for any technology down the line. The 21st year that it's built, it'll be out of date. There's no place to put anything. At that point, when we have more of a severe water crisis, when we have more of a problem with our developing waterfront and ecology and tourism, we're going to wish we had moved it. And so tonight, you have an incredible opportunity to do the right thing in terms of planning and to tell the engineering that we can do a better job than we've done so far. On another issue, it's not a problem to dismiss consultants. It happens all the time in the profession. As an architect, I can tell you I've been dismissed. The last council wanted to dismiss us, so people get dismissed. And so I would urge you to wipe the slate clean and look at another set of consultants and to move the sewer. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good evening, Council. My name is Brad Snook. I'm the chair of our county's chapter of the Surfrider Foundation. Thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight. Last time I was in front of the council, I addressed issues having to do with the expansion of the National Marine Sanctuary. I mentioned that I thought that Morro Bay was a magical town. Since then, we've explored the seismic issue with the people of Morro Bay, and they proved to me that the people of Morro Bay deserve to live in a magical town. So tonight, when we discuss the sewer, our Surfrider chapter still supports moving the sewer away from the rock, and we can help to make Morro Bay a more magical place in the future. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Jen Ford, and I would like to thank our mayor and city council for allowing me to speak this evening. I'm here as just a concerned citizen. I moved here roughly 2 years ago, and my introduction to Morro Bay was my daughter joined soccer team, and within a few days after we moved here, we were at Layla Kaiser Park doing practice, and I walked in there onto the grounds, and whoa, what is that smell? And I was explained what it was, and from that moment on, I was like, this is not okay. This is where my children play. The funk is so horrible. It's just, ugh. And then, as my children and I, we like to ride our bikes around, and we like to go around Morro Bay High School. When we're there on the grounds of Morro Bay High School, again, that smell is just absolutely ridiculous. I know that's like the least of our worries. I mean, I agree with everything that has been spoken about tonight. I am in favor of moving the wastewater treatment plant. But just as my own experience as a citizen, I think that it needs to be moved. It's unbearable. There's times when the kids are running around with their T-shirts over their faces. It smells so bad. And so I believe that that's it. And
Travis Ford, I just wanted to come up here and stand by my wife and show that I'm just another person amongst the many people here showing our support for moving the plant.
Thank you, guys.
AGP, I have some slides. Barry Brannon, citizen of Morro Bay. I had the opportunity on the day of the king tides to, it was a beautiful day to fly, and so a friend of mine wanted to go sightsee, so we did, and we came by the rock about an hour after the high tide, and I wish we had the lights down, but this picture was taken at 1,000 feet because that's as low as you're allowed legally to go, and if you can see, this is I don't have a laser pointer, maybe somebody turn the lights down, but well, I can't imagine how long this sand dune is going to last. I don't know if you guys have ever built sandcastles, but you know, if you take a microscope and look at sand, sand is just a little round ball. If you blow it up, it's just a real round ball. And if you ever try to stack marbles, that's what you're trying to do. So those marbles are not stable. There's no way that they'll withstand any kind of erosion, either from the floodwaters going out or a high tide coming in, let alone any ocean rise. So you need to see this yourself, and you really can't see it when you drive by because the sand dunes are kind of hide everything. Would you change size, please? And if you look at it from the air, it takes your breath away because you see that they're putting something that's going to cost $30-40 million right on the beach, and it's the livelihood, because if this thing quits working, the whole town is out of business. The whole town will be unsanitary and unsafe to use if we don't have a wastewater treatment plant. We can't use it today. You can't use it at all. Every motel, every restaurant, every resident will be unable to use their toilets, period, if this doesn't work. This is not a small problem. This is absolutely a huge problem.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you.
Hello, Mayor and City Council members. My name is Karen Crowley, and I'm here as a concerned citizen. And it's too bad those photos didn't come out really well on the TV. And I'm wondering if there's any way you can attach those files to the city's website, because the pictures are really amazing, and they show just how close the sewer is to the beach. It's like, I mean, very close. Okay. I'm also in support of moving the sewer, but I'm also in support for dismissing certain consultants. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being the running joke of the shredder, the new times. I don't know if you've seen the latest edition. We are in there again. And if I can quote here, it says, 9 hours is the amount of time consultant Susan McCabe would have to work in order to earn $5,850 from the city of Morro Bay at her rate of $650 per hour. The consultant's responsibilities included buttering up the Coastal Commission to pave the way for it to accept the city's wastewater treatment plant proposal. So far, the project hasn't been approved, but I'll bet it was a happy Christmas at the McCabe residence. I don't think that's the way we would like our city to be portrayed. And I know, granted, the shredder is the shredder, but bad press is bad press. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
I'm Don Boatman, Morro Bay. I'm quite pleased with all the speakers so far. I haven't heard a thing I disagree with that's been said here. Couple of interesting things in the last couple of speakers, talking about the smell, talking about the water, talking about what can happen if we lose our sewer plant. First, I would like to say that if we're paying people to build it here now and worry about Superstorm Sandy later, I think we should stop paying those people. We've done enough of that. I just finished working 8 weeks on the Jersey Shore back east. I worked in the substations our job was repairing and energizing the substations damaged by Superstorm Sandy. And some interesting things occurred to me while I was out there that maybe you've talked about, maybe you haven't. About the we had a $5 million contract for five or six substations, and about the third week we were there, we were past that contract. And we asked the utility what they wanted us to do, leave or keep working. Well, their concern was their insurance was over. They had spent all their insurance money, but they weren't even half done. So one of the problems of building on a place like this is, number one, the insurance is going to be very expensive, and number two, it probably won't cover whatever will happen sometime in the next 50 years. It's not a matter of when a storm like that will happen here. It's just when it will happen. It might be a tsunami. It might be an earthquake. It could be just a high tide and a hard storm, just like back east. So I'd urge you to move the plant to a safe place, a place...
Resident Morrow Bay, welcome to the new council here. I'm glad to see there's new ears and eyes, and I hope that we can start working together as a community for the good of the community. For too long, one idea has been pushed, and one idea only. We hired people that worked in that idea, and that's what they understood, and they really believed in what their idea was. But as I reviewed the Coastal Commission staff report today, and if you just look over the summary, I mean, there's your reason not to do this project. I mean, it's so obvious. And I and many of the other public have been before this board and our sewer board and said the same thing for years, and nobody wants to listen. But, you know, the bottom line is that the Coastal Commission staff did a great job. And for the one thing that we got to look at is just sea level rise. The government is having seminars all over the state on this. It's a big concern. The West Coast governors are having all kinds of seminars on this. It's coming up. You people know. I mean, you know, some of you guys work on the water, and you should understand it. And just for that reason alone, we should back off of this plant and take a fresh look at it with fresh eyes and open it up to the public. There's far too much misinformation out here in the public. Just take the reports that are on the record right now. Take the Coastal report. Take some other reports that are out there and compare the numbers. The fear factor, we're going to bankrupt ourselves. Well, we're going to bankrupt ourselves, keep doing this stuff that doesn't work. I mean, you don't pay consultants to do all these studies on a piece of land that's so obviously in a flood zone. We wouldn't let anybody build a house there. Why are we going to spend $50 million or whatever it is to put a very important piece of equipment there? And I might add, we're looking at 20th century stuff. We should be looking at the new technology that's out there, the technology that somebody's going to give you grants to try the technology. We got nothing to lose, and except if you put a power plant there, it's wrong for the city, for everybody, and just based on the reason it's in a floodplain and all the other reasons that the Coastal Commission staff has in their summary. Please read it. If you don't, be responsible for being ignorant on this subject, because there'll be a lot of people at the Coastal Commission backing the staff of the Coastal Commission. So it's important for our city stand up for it.
Good evening. My name is Rob Kitzman. I was born and raised in Morro Bay. I've lived here for 46 years.
Can you pull the mic down? Thanks. Thank you.
Got a cold. Yeah. Trying to stay a little far away from it. I've lived here for 46 years, born and raised. My grandfather was on the first city council. I'm a businessman who employs 9 people, in addition to myself, full-time, where they support their families. And I'm here to be the first one to tell you, do not move the location. there's a reason why it's there in the first place. One of the things that was touched on is the outfall line. The ocean outfall that the city of Morro Bay has needs to be protected at all costs. And I do know that the opinion of many people here is that they would like to see the outfall go away, and that would be a huge, huge mistake. I don't think anybody who thinks that it would be a good idea to get rid of the outfall, which may very well likely would occur by moving the sewer treatment plant away from the ocean. That would be a very easy way to argue to get rid of the ocean outfall, would be a huge mistake for our future, as that's what we're all talking about. We all know what flows downhill. No matter what technology you put in place, I don't care if it's 19th century, 20th, or 21st century, working against gravity will cause so many problems. Doesn't matter, redundancy, systems fail, redundancy fails, those things will fail, it will cause problems. I'm in a technical business, and I understand that. Keep it simple. I understand that there's many limitations. It will be complex in many ways. There's no reason to make it more complex than necessary. Costs of the plant do matter, and I've heard probably 8 or 10 times so far, yeah, it's going to cost a lot, but. And that's what's gotten us the city. It's what's gotten the county, the state, and our nation in the problems that we are financially, because we look at that. If I ran my business the way that many times the city runs.
Number five, Roman numeral five, on the contracts, I certainly suggest and hope that you stop the McCabe contract. It should be the merits of the project that get it through the Coastal Commission and get approval, not some lobbyist who's horse trading, doing whatever to get people to vote for it on the commissioners. As far as the other contracts, consultants, they know the project. Whatever you direct them to do, I'm sure they'll do it, and they already know what's going on. I think you should totally withdraw Roman numeral 8 and go with resolution 7, asking that the Coastal Commission deny the application. In the resolution, as you've amended it, I think it's wonderful. Definitely move the plant. It doesn't belong stinking up the parks where our children, grandchildren, play soccer and baseball. It doesn't belong by an RV park. It doesn't belong polluting. If that outfall fails, it's going to pollute the ocean, and we don't want that to happen either. Our high school students should not have to be in an area adjacent to a sewer treatment plant. In August, when we got the Coastal Commission staff report, I read it, and I was just thrilled. I couldn't believe I was reading the staff report. I mean, all I could think was, praise the Lord. You know, it pointed out everything that was wrong with the project that this city was proposing for their wastewater treatment plant. The hazards, the bad zoning, incompatibility, and there was never a meaningful effort to look at alternative sites. That was requested by the Coastal Commission. It was looked at, but I don't believe that those that were there accepted that. That's all I'm going to say, because I have to have a couple seconds here to say, on December 5th, we had a meeting on the power plant, and I made some rude remarks to our city manager and city attorney, and I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize for that. Please don't let it go. And when you go to the Coastal Commission, it should be the mayor presenting the resolution, walking up there and telling them, we don't want that project where it is. We want it moved just like Coastal Commission staff does. Please, all of you, come together, do what's best for everybody in this community. And if you need some more money, if the electrical power plant continues to go, dedicate the revenues from that to offsetting the sewer costs for the residents and businesses in this community. And the businesses have a great opportunity to see the whole waterfront re-looked at and utilized. It'll benefit all of them. Anyhow, thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Bob Teft, resident of Morro Bay. Whatever you think of the Coastal Commission, their staff reports are not fiction, okay? They are reality. And the way that we here in Morro Bay have dealt with that in the past is a process called denial. Denial didn't work very well for the nuclear engineers in Japan, and it didn't work very well for the folks in New Jersey and New York, and it's not going to work well here in the long run. We simply have to face up to the fact that these hazards are real, and they're going to become larger hazards as climate changes over the next 50, 100, 200 years. You're looking at a plant that has a life expectancy of maybe 50 years. It's hard to look 50 years in the future. And you're looking at a site that's likely to be in use for hundreds of years, okay? So it's not just getting through the next few years. It's not just getting through the next decade. You're really choosing a site that's permanent, okay? So you need to choose the site that is best. Yes, it may cost a little bit more now, okay, but you're amortizing that over perhaps centuries. So, you know, we really have to do the right thing, not just for ourselves, but for the future generations of people who are going to live here in Morro Bay. I think that we should get rid of the consultants right away and use the money that we would be paying them to hire consultants to work out the finances of this creatively so that it has the least possible impact on current residents. So I urge you to support this resolution and to move the location of the plant. And I really hope that this meeting and this process heralds the beginning of sort of a new relationship between the City of Morro Bay and the Coastal Commission, a relationship that will be a positive and will be consultative and will be collaborative and will lead us forward in a new direction. Thank you.
Thank you.
Water treatment plant will provide. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Steve Griffith, and I've lived in Morro Bay for about 10 years here, and I'd like to point out something, and excuse me if I'm a little blunt here, but your resolutions don't matter a hill of beans. The Coastal Commission is going to deny your fourth round for essentially the same reasons it denied the first, second, and third rounds of this proposal. The Coastal Commission is not going to allow a wastewater treatment plant to be built in the same location as our current treatment plant. Which brings me to the consultants. You hired three sets of consultants to guide you through dealing with a Coastal Commission. These consultants should have been the first people to tell you that this is a bad idea and the Coastal Commission is going to bring up this issue and this issue and this issue and this issue, which they did. All of them were predictable. The consultants should have told you these are going to be problems. The consultants should have told you 10 years ago when you started this that you should not look at the same location, you should look at moving the sewer because the Coastal Commission won't approve it. That is what your Coastal Commission consultants should have told you. Given that that didn't happen, I think you need to pin them down very hard and ask them why you didn't give us good advice and why should we keep paying your bills for giving us bad advice. Thank you very much.
Good evening. Sandy Tandler, Morro Bay. I don't know that it matters what I or any of us say tonight. From what I understand, it is a given that the plant will be moved. So we move the plant. Great. But what about the high school and the cloisters? If there's a tsunami, will we have an opportunity to save the children and all of the residents at the cloisters? We now have a new issue. Regardless of what you do with the plant, what will you do with the high school and the cloisters? And by the way, what do you plan on putting there, especially with all of these dangers, tsunamis, floods, It sounds like it's useless land. Thank you.
Nancy Bass, a longtime resident of Morro Bay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for agendizing this meeting. For the last 3 years, hundreds of residents have sat through hours of JPA and other sewer meetings. Public speakers talked repeatedly about all the same problems that the Coastal Commission staff has detailed, but the majority of the council's ears were not only deaf, but derisive. The history of this project leads like a who's who of the good old boy club. Dennis Delzite, who has experience only with archaic open ditch treatment plants, as a consultant helped write and choose Montgomery Watson Harza, who he worked with in Pismo Beach, to design another open ditch plant for us. Dylan Wade, our city treatment plant manager, worked with MWH and also helped choose MWH, who was the highest bidder. MWH is a company with a history of cost overruns, could never be pinned down about a cost, only give us estimates. Delzite, again, as a consultant, helped write the proposal for the job he now holds with the assistance of the Wallace Group. The only substantive thing that I have heard him do for the $200,000 is to call the lobbyist Susan McCabe to ask what can be done to get this project through the Coastal Commission. She answered that we need an advocate, and so she was hired. We pay $2 million a year base rate for state water, even if we don't get it, which has happened. This project doesn't include recycling water. That could come later for an additional fee, they tell us. Our sewer collection system leaks and has to be replaced. Now is the time to relocate it to a new location. So we're asking you, please, tell the Coastal Commission that the people of Morro Bay want a state-of-the-art, safe wastewater treatment plant that will recharge our groundwater. Thank you.
Thank you.
And in California and everywhere across the world. And I think it would be very foolish of us not to take the opportunity to maximize the potential to use reclaimed water both to recharge our aquifer and to potentially sell it for agriculture and other uses. I think it would also be a tremendously lost opportunity to really develop that beautiful ocean front in a way to that's tourist serving. And we know that we want to do what we can to encourage tourists to come here, to stay in our hotels, eat at our restaurants, spend their money, enjoy our beautiful waterfront, renting kayaks and whatever they do. So I just think we need to do the right thing for Morro Bay, for the environment, and move the plant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, City Council. My name is Jane Heath. I'm very pleased to be here tonight, and I thank you very much for your time and attention. You've been very patient, and you've listened very carefully to us, and we really appreciate it, because the people of Morro Bay really need to be heard on this issue. This is the single most important thing that has happened to Morro Bay in the last many, many years, and will be the single largest investment that we make as a community in our lifetime. One of the speakers tonight suggested that the plant is where it is for a reason, and he's correct, but it's not a good reason. The reason the plant is where it is because 60 years ago, the developers who were developing this area didn't value coastal land. It wasn't important. It wasn't considered something that was worth having. In fact, the current lore, and we've all of us who've lived here a while have heard this story many times, that the developer who developed my neighborhood, the Old Beach Tract, was developing land in Atascadero at the same time. And he gave a lot in the beach tract for free to anyone who would buy a lot in Atascadero because it would consider to be such worthless land. Well, that's a funny anecdote today, 60 years later, but it's illustrative of something. We get maybe once in a lifetime to reconsider decisions that were made in a different time and place with different values and different facts. That's the biggest thing that we have before us right now and the most important question that we have to answer. Who are we? Who do we want to be? Are we going to be the people who use 1950s thinking and put something in a place that made sense in the 1950s? Or are we going to have the vision to recognize that the next 50 years are just as important or more important to the people sitting in this room tonight and watching this council work out this issue? Let's talk briefly about money. I have a business. I know what things cost, but I know that I have choices. I can make a less expensive decision now and hope that the catastrophic event doesn't happen. But if I'm talking about a copy machine, that's not a huge problem. If I'm talking about the single most important piece of infrastructure for thousands of families in this community, I think the decision is a whole lot more important. And to use an old phrase my mother and grandmother used to use, please, 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 let's not be penny wise and pound foolish. Thank you.
Hi, Council. My name's John Goulart, citizen of Morro Bay. I'm for leaving the sewer plant where it's at. I know it's in a flood zone. Cloisters were built in the flood zone. They let them build that anyway. I think there's technology out there where they can make this plant safe, do things and make it safe. And if you look around, half this town is probably in a flood zone. Things that can happen downtown in Barcadero, you're going to get up and move that too? No, you're going to repair it and make it right. Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. Guys are still hanging in, huh? It's been a long one. I'm for moving the plan.
Could you state your name, please?
Bill Martini, Morro Bay. I've been speaking probably about 6-7 years when I first learned that the plant was going to be moved sideways as opposed to remodeled where it was at. And at that time, I was told they were going to slip it sideways. It's going to cost about $39 million, I think is the price I heard quoted. And I said, well, if you're going to spend that amount of money, I mean, there's so many better locations in town. And secondly, you need to recycle the water to the farmers or anyone that demands it. Because the Morro Basin has close to 800 acres of avocados growing. In a dry year, it's being overdrafted. Costs maybe $50,000, $100,000 of actual land costs. The remainder of that can actually be put into other uses. It could, chunk of it could be put into avocados or agriculture with the recycled water. Avocados right now have a value of approximately $30,000 to $50,000 an acre. And if you don't do avocados, if you have the water, they will come. It's like someone, speaker in the past, stated that is up in the Monterey Basin, they are now recycling, I think it's something like 20 to 30,000 acres, and they're standing room only to try and get that water usage. So that will offset your water costs. And then the last point I want to make was pumping costs. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the pumping costs. I've read it's going to be 1,000% higher than where it's at. I went to Cayucas and I asked them, what is your pumping cost? You have a 38-foot lift coming into Morro Bay, and it's not the total pumping cost you would have. They said it's $1,000 a month. You have an annual cost of running the sewer plant of $2 million. Their electrical bill is $120,000 a year. Pumping cost, $1,000. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Mandy Davis, and I live here in Morro Bay. Somebody before me used the word vision. And what we're asking you to do this evening, as it relates to the sewer project here, is to utilize the vision that drove you to make the decisions to ask for seismic testing to be ended, and to take the kind of care that you have shown for our ocean environment, for what makes Morro Bay so special, and extend that out into the decision that you're about to make this evening. It's very, very important that you choose the siting of this plant according to what is going to make the least, or the potentially have the least biological impact on our oceans, on our national estuary, on the citizenry of Morro Bay. It's obvious, if you were to look at it from that standpoint, the choice you have to make, and that is to move the site and put it into an appropriate place. I've been listening to people tell you to, to make decisions about the consultants, and consultants are only as good as the direction they are given. The current consultants have obviously been given some direction that is probably outright, it is not appropriate to the needs of the community. Can them, get rid of them, get a new set. And this is what their focus should be. Their focus should be looking to a visionary future for how we are going to deal with these issues. Ask them to look into bioremediation. Ask them to look into the best potential for what I would consider to be the future's gold, which is reclamation of water and use of water in our community. That's very, very important. It's been talked about on several occasions. So once again, I am asking you guys to support the staff's recommendations and to ask for a more visionary future for our city. Thank you.
Damn, what a good looking board. Also, what an intelligent...
Excuse me, could you please state your name for the record?
Yeah. I was going to get to that.
Thanks.
I'm Bill Weatherford, and I also want to compliment the intelligence of the people that have spoken one after the other for their caring about our community, for their insight, for the things that they know, the things that they found out, the things that they feel, and just plain simple wisdom. I really just want to highlight four things that have been addressed, but I'd like to clarify them point by point for us to really, really think about. Vision that the preceding speaker talked about, I think, is tremendously essential to what you must do, not just for this project, but as you sit on that board during the course of your tenure and the people that follow you. And we need to go with vision. Will attract, be attractive for the people that want to come to Morro Bay, businesses, etc., increase our tax base perhaps, etc., besides simply making this a more lovely place than it already is. So that idea of attraction coming from being attractive, and you're working on a foundational component of that. The next thing that I want to just briefly touch, if we were to put that back where we can't, a year ago we had a tiny remnant of a tsunami, but we happened to have very, very low tides that day. And if we didn't have low tides that day, this would all again be a moot point. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Good evening, Council. Happy New Year. Steve Haney. I'm from the other side over there, Cayucas. Not a whole lot of people showed up from Cayucas tonight. I'm an appellate to the project. I've been coming to these meetings for quite a while. And my concern has always been the environment, best usage of the property, access if something would happen in a natural disaster. We'd be shut off for access to that particular part of the beach right there. I'm in the tourist business. I own and operate a surf shop in Cayucas, which is right on the waterfront. I've had that for 38 years this year. It's been a great run. I surf the rock a lot. I recreate there a lot. I think there's better usages for that property that we can generate income. As far as the consultants, one of the main reasons I stood up tonight was I think there's a better usage of money to get Cayucas and you guys together, because there seems to be a little distance here. I'm not feeling it. I don't know why. So I'm hoping these guys kind of come up to the plate. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, good evening, everybody. George, are you good looking? Yeah? I like that comment. You know, I'm not going to say much. It's all been said. And I'm on the minority end.
Could you state your name, please? Thanks for the record.
My name is, let's see, I've got my wallet out here. I'm a senior citizen, 75, and my memory goes. Gary Johnson, resident of Morro Bay.
Thanks, Gary.
Block or two from the sewer plant and from the power plant. And when we bought this house 20 years ago, we gave it no thought. It took me 5 years to figure out where the sewer plant was. The wind blows northwest right into our house. I have never smelled the sewer plant. I go by there because I'm a photographer. I go by there all the time, and I get on the sand dunes and take sunsets. I have never smelled this power plant. All these people that said that, all this noise, have they ever walked through the power plant? I spent one full day with the engineers because I'm an engineer and I'm also a geologist. And I spent a lot of time looking at that. And they also toured some of the people on the city council and the people that are against it, and they more or less calls those engineers liars. They don't know what they're talking about. So my comment is, I've seen the pictures of the new power plant where it's going to be. It's a small plant, state-of-the-art, 21st century new plant that's going to go in. And the Regretti property is a mile up the road. Of course, you got to pump it up, then you got to pump it down. Secondly, I like to say that the Coastal Commission spent some time here. I don't know if you knew that, but they came up there and walked on the Regretti property, and they said they can't build a plant here. There's not enough room. And I'm concerned, too, about there could be some faults through there. Has the fault study been done? And also, has the when you start going in there, start cutting in those hills, you better have a pretty strong barrier there, because the coastal range is very unstable. You can see that in Anaheim, where the Palisade there in California. We also have slides south of here. So a good study has to be done there. And now these consultants, I don't know. What I get, what really disturbs me, they're saying that the consultants that we hired before was run by the past city council. Now these people are saying, you're going to hire a consultant, so then are you going to tell them what they want to know? What?
I think I would ignore it and just let it die and go back to square one. In regards to what to do with your consultants, I don't think they did you a favor. Starting with the lobbyists, I think that was an embarrassment. It sort of showed some lack of professionalism, almost sneakiness on our part. And I would be the first one to, you know, say adios. Mr. Delzite, your project manager, I think was an honorable man. but the fact that he was really strongly in support of your lobbyist, I think he deserves to look for another job also. 700, almost $750,000 we paid for consultants, and they got us in a mess. I would like to know how that happened, but that won't take us any place. I would suggest the next time that we try to get more complete and sincere involvement of the community, and not just at the beginning and get them involved, because I think we got ignored after that. And I would like to see a continual involvement of perhaps a select public group. And I'm amazed at the citizens of the Morro Bay, how many of them came out on, and they're missing the Fiesta Bowl. And I'm an Oregon fan, and Arrowhead 15 something went. One thing I want to say, I think you overlooked your staff. In my experience, I've worked in this business. In my experience, we didn't hire a project manager until a job was bid. You guys, I'm impressed by your city engineer and the director of the wastewater treatment plant systems. I think that you sort of ignored those services. They could have done everything that Mr. Delzai did, and they would have been happy to pocket the $150,000 that he did. But anyway, thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Any more public comment for this evening?
Thank you, John Diodati, Morro Bay. Thank you for calling this meeting to discuss what is probably the single most important decision your council will ever make. You've been asked to lead the community in the right direction on the wastewater treatment plant and ensure our two communities make the best decision on this project. The first step in this direction is to fairly evaluate the issues brought up in the Coastal Commission staff report. Their recommendation of denial points out critical flaws with the proposed project. Primarily, we have to accept the fact that this project changed in 2009 from an on-site upgrade to a complete demolition and relocation of a new wastewater treatment plant. I think this is worth repeating. This is not an upgrade anymore. The current proposal is to demolish and relocate the plant, but only relocate it to the south, which still keeps the plant on the beachfront. Tonight, you've heard numerous reasons why relocation to the south is a bad idea, and instead relocation to the east is a good idea. I've spoken to these issues in the past, and I'm on the record as a planning commission addressing these very same issues. Tonight, I want to talk about cost. The main argument against relocation to the east has been cost, and it's an issue I think you should take seriously. However, I want to point out that it was originally thought it was going to cost $100 a month to relocate the plant to the east. Your staff has concluded on the website that it would likely be about $22 a month. The Coastal Commission staff report has determined it would be about $9 a month. And I don't think many people would be here tonight if it was going to cost $100 a month to move the plant to the east. That doesn't make economic sense for anybody. But $9 to $22 a month for all the benefits you've heard tonight, that makes sense. And I think those costs can be further reduced through financing and grant funding. And I believe all five of you will do everything in your power to make sure that those who would be impacted by a rate increase won't be as affected by shifting the plant from the south to the east. So please remember, public infrastructure decisions must be made with a long-term view. We can't just think about the impacts of today. The current plant has been in its current location for 60 years, and a lot has changed in the last 60 years. And the world's going to be a lot more different in another 60 years. So for these reasons, I support Coastal Staff's recommendation of denial and encourage you to adopt the associated resolution. While I have a few minutes, I want to address some of the comments made by folks tonight who didn't support relocation. One was about ocean outfall. And communities like Scotts Valley and Santa Cruz, they live 7 miles from the ocean. They continue to use ocean outfall. The Coastal Staff report does not recommend ending ocean outfall. It would still be utilized with the plant to the east. But we have to be ready for the end of ocean outfall. Florida has passed a bill where they ban in the Miami-Dade area ocean outfall by the year 2025. That's probably going to come down the pike in California.
Keep it here. What's it going to cost us to keep it here as far as depreciation of our property? If it's in 10 years, if I want to sell my home, I'm going to say, yeah, but the sewer's not going to work in another year or two, so, you know, here's my home. So we got to look at all those things. And I, like I say, I'm definitely in favor of moving it if it's going to be the benefit of everybody involved. And we need to really look at the whole big picture, and that's what I'm here for. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more public comment? With that, we'll close public comment. Thank you all for all your thoughtful comments. And with that, we'll bring it back to the council. We'll open it up with item number 7.
Excuse me, aren't we going to have council comments? We normally do.
Thank you, Nancy. Let's. How about if you start with that, please?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. While I very well realize that I'm the minority up here, I do believe that the speakers here tonight do not represent the majority of Morro Bay citizens. They may have attended all the meetings, and they are the same people who attend all the meetings. This is an issue that needs to be discussed at a JPA meeting. I do not believe that we in Morro Bay, as a partner in the JPA, should be up here discussing these items. I'm against this meeting, and I do not believe we should be doing this. I feel we need to wait and let the decision play out at the hearing next week. I also believe that to go forward with this agenda without consulting with our partners, the Cayucas Sanitary District, that there will be unintended consequences that could be very significant. I have a couple of questions for our mayor. First, why do we need resolutions when a simple motion would have the same effect?
I'll wait for your comments.
Okay. My next one is, last month you drove to San Francisco to ask the commission for a continuance. Now you are asking for a resolution asking the commission to deny this project. What do you want? Denial? Continuance? Starting over? Those are my questions for you as our new mayor.
Thank you, Nancy. Are there any other comments or remarks?
I would like to make a couple of remarks, mostly just thanking everyone for coming out tonight. This meeting was scheduled fairly shortly, and I would like to comment on the fact that we, with the new council, have never had the chance to discuss this project and the importance of the project and the chance for us as a community to sit down and talk about things before we get to the Coastal Commission hearing. So I'm thankful that you were able, Mr. Mayor, to put this together and give us this opportunity, and I think this discussion is important. And again, really glad to see everyone out here tonight.
Thanks. And I'll just take a few minutes to respond to Councilman Nancy Johnson. And thanks for that, Nancy. So, first of all, yes, I did go up to San Francisco to the Coastal Commission workshop. And following that workshop was a public comment. There was a hearing, and I did make comments as a private citizen. I communicated that I was going to do so to Robert Enns, the president, prior to doing that. And clearly, when I made those statements, I made them as a private citizen. Now, the other part of that is that tonight we're having a special meeting. We're having a special meeting because we didn't have the opportunity as a new council to meet under a JPA format. The last meeting I requested and got concurrence to have a JPA meeting. Unfortunately, that was unable to happen due to the holiday situation for JPA, the Cayucas board, to meet with us. So with that, I feel it's the responsibility that this new council should have the opportunity to meet prior to the hearing. I think it would be very irresponsible for us to to sit and wait prior to this hearing without this new council having a voice on what they want to say. This agenda was set in two parts. The item 5 and 6 were brought up at the last council meeting. The two resolutions I brought forward. I brought to go up to the Coastal Commission hearing and speak publicly as a private citizen instead of as a member of this council, because we have not had the opportunity to speak in open session. So with that, this rolls it back to the special meeting that we're having tonight. And I'll bring it back. I hope that covers it. I'll bring it back to the items that we need to discuss. And there's two resolutions, and there's discussion on direction for our staff, and discussion on the contracts. And that's the way it's laid out here, discussion. There's nothing. It'll play out right here tonight whether or not contracts are kept or discussed in any other way, whether it's canceled or anything else. So we'll see how that plays out tonight. And with that, I'll bring it back to council and open up to item number 7, approval or denial of resolution number 7-13 of the City Council of City of Morro Bay, California, requesting Coastal Commission denial of application for our wastewater treatment plant. In addition, the staff report was that original resolution. I have that resolution to discuss tonight, and I also made some edited remarks and amendments to that same resolution that I've given council to review, and I think some of you have that as well. So the original agenda had this posted as a resolution for the City of Morro Bay to recommend Coastal Commission's denial, and the new amended one that I would like to discuss with everyone tonight is basically supporting the Coastal staff's recommendation. And with that, I'll open it up for discussion. Nancy, if you'd like to open on that.
All right, so are we looking at your redlined version?
If that's what you'd like to look at.
Well, I guess that's where we are. That's what we have. All right. So you are recommending.
I am recommending
the Coastal Commission staff recommendation for denial. Right?
I am recommending for discussion two resolutions. The resolution that we have before us right now, and that's for everybody to discuss and input, and recommend to approve or to not deny this particular resolution.
Okay, so on page 2, I have several comments on this. So let's start on page 2 with the whereas, which you have already changed, deleting along with community support of said sites. Then we move down to number 2, whereas the Morro Bay elected. All right, you eliminated that too. All right. Eliminated several of these. All right.
Can I make a comment briefly?
Yes.
These amendments that were these edited, I was given an email from our former mayor, Janice Peters, on some comments and remarks per this resolution, and that is largely where these edits came from, was from her input. So I just wanted to note that for the record.
Right, except that you didn't go on with some of the others.
That's correct.
Beyond that, whereas the City Council concurs with these statements and seeks additional time to develop the most appropriate project, now therefore it be resolved that the City of Morro Bay concurs with the Coastal Commission staff report and formally requests the commissioners deny the project. I would like to see that change to now therefore be it resolved that the City Council of Morro Bay supports the Coastal Commission staff report on application and formally requests additional time to develop the most appropriate project.
Okay, is that all?
No. Moving on, let's see, replace and concur with support. That's on this last page. All right, and the last one, concur with support requesting more time to develop an alternative project rather than denial of the application. We are accepting the Coastal Commission's direction rather than seeking denial of our own application. So that changes the status here.
Whereas are you at?
We are on the City Council supporting the Commission staff report, but that's the other thing. So, all right. I just need to say at this point, and it may be the wrong time to say it, but if we read your Coastal Commission staff summary, you need to realize that nothing can ever be built on this current property. You read the staff report, they say it's dangerous, unsafe, a flood zone, sifting sands. So basically... So
can we hold those comments?
Okay,
just,
fine.
Yeah, okay.
I'll save that for later.
Okay.
So anyway, those
Thanks.
Are my comments okay. on the resolution.
So I've got those comments for that. Are there any other comments? George, would you like to make some comments on this?
No. I also agree with Nancy... about this meeting here. I do believe that it doesn't go along with the good relationships that we've been trying to have with the Cayucas, and so I was completely against this. And I feel whatever we're going to do here tonight, it's not going to change the Coastal Commission's mind. They're going to do what they're going to do. So, no, I don't have anything else to say.
Christine, do you have any comments on this?
Would I be able to make one or two general comments before I dive into the resolution, or do you want to stay on the resolution?
Just on the resolution.
Okay. If we're not going... Well, on the resolution and discussing whereas the Cayuga Sanitary District declined to attend, I'm just wondering what other word would be appropriate there. Maybe Nancy has an idea.
Is that the only comment on this?
That's my first comment.
Okay.
I would...
And before we go back and forth, can we finish with that, please?
May I please ask that the audience listen and not be talking? I don't
Thank
think
you.
We need their contribution
yeah.
at this point.
Thank you, Nancy.
So will we come back to decide a better word than declined? Is that something we would discuss? Do you want us to go through all of our
sure,
know, kind of
please.
Questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering what other word would be there. I would like to get more from Councilwoman Johnson about Nancy, I guess, the difference between support and concur. What does she see? Because I think it's really important. Word choice is important. I always think it is. So if there is something she feels about support versus concur, I would like to know that from her. And at this point on this resolution, I don't have anything else at the moment.
Okay. Noah?
Yes, thank you. I want to make a comment about the importance of these resolutions and some form of action tonight that provides clarity, because currently in discussion with city staff and understanding the previous direction, everything is still going as if it were the previous council, and from the city side as well as Cayuga's side. So it's unfortunate that we weren't able to meet with them tonight to try to work out a joint statement going into this, but that wasn't possible. So it's very important for us on behalf of the citizens here in Morro Bay to have this conversation and to come up with some clear statement to the Coastal Commission and to our staff, so it is direction that they can understand and abide by, because currently, you can imagine how confusing it is for them to have all of these questions swirling and council that may be interested in going in a different direction, and yet there's no real formal action. So that's important to recognize. As far as some of the adjustments, I'd be okay if declined is too strong of a word. unable or something along those lines. That it shows that there was an invitation. We did reach out to them weeks ago to see if they could attend a meeting. That wasn't possible for whatever reason, and this resolution needs to recognize that. So it shows that we respect and wanted to participate with them, but because of the timing of the hearing next week, that wasn't possible. So that's one. And then two, it really sounds like both yourself and former Mayor Peters, as well as a couple of the speakers tonight, were speaking to the idea of withdrawal rather than asking for full denial. And I'd be interested to hear from the city attorney what, when you look at, thanks for sitting down like that, when you look at the what?
No, excuse me. I just want to keep us on track on the resolution. If we get too sidetracked on this.
Yeah, well, I think that would be part of this resolution, if I'm not mistaken. Either we're asking them to, we agree with Coastal Commission staff recommendations, yes, deny it, yes, deny our application, or...
To deny it, unless, and we don't have anything on the agenda that, you know, really allows us to go in a different direction. I'll consult with our city attorney on that.
Thank you. I've done a little research on the issue of the withdrawing when that came up, because that question was raised by the mayor and other ones. Certainly, the city could withdraw as an applicant, but they can't withdraw their permit because there's co-applicants. Cayucas is also a co-applicant on the application. So if you were to withdraw as an applicant, it would still move forward with the hearing. I spoke with the Attorney General's office about this, and there's actually a specific, they actually just dealt with this issue at the December meeting in a project in Newport Beach where there was co-applicants and one of the applicants didn't want the permit to move forward. And so there is a specific public resource code that deals with this situation, and it allows a single applicant, if the property is co-joined, to still move forward with the permit. So if in fact you did withdraw, it still would not do anything. It wouldn't be that there wouldn't be a hearing next week. It would still move forward. One of the conditions that they would make, though, is that in the permit condition would be that the applicant, that single applicant, would have to show that they have development rights to move forward with the project before they could actually obtain building permits. So that's why it really wasn't presented as an option, because I didn't see as that is you're not going to be able to withdraw the permit on your own. You would need Cayucas's also withdrawal.
Any more comments?
That's interesting. I from what I understand, a scenario where we are requesting denial would very much end up in the same situation, with very likely Cayucas proceeding with the proposal and our statement to the commissioners being presented to the commissioners that day. So tell me how that is different, actually.
Well, asking for a withdrawal as an applicant is just that. You would no longer, I guess, be an applicant for it, but it wouldn't stop the hearing from going forward, because there's a co-applicant that would move forward with this hearing. So the hearing would still go forward. The resolution would just say you're withdrawing as an applicant. It wasn't what I was presented is if we withdraw, does that mean the permit hearing would not go forward and it wouldn't be a denial or an approval? Nothing would happen. And that's not the case. It would still move forward, the hearing next week, okay, if the city of Morro Bay withdrew as itself as an applicant. It would no longer be an applicant, but that would not stop the project hearing next week, because there's a co-applicant that also has property rights.
Okay.
The situation that you mentioned is if your recommendation is to support the staff's recommendation for denial, then that would be presented to the Coastal Commission that the majority of council is in favor of the denial or the staff's recommendation for denial.
Okay.
And that's the difference.
Thank you. That clarifies it. And that being said, I definitely support this resolution as you've presented, with perhaps some adjustments in simple language to soften it or to make it clear. I'm appreciative that you've already adjusted some of the statements in there.
Yes.
And I think it is important for us to make that statement at the hearing. I understand the strength of the Coastal Commission staff's reports and the likelihood that the commissioners will not supersede that or override that report, but that being said, I'm not willing to risk that, and I think it's important that tonight we send a clear message.
Okay, so the comments I have on this resolution, then, I think I made the, I noted the whereas on the Cayuga Sanitary District as far as unable instead of declined. The closing statement on now therefore be resolved, and the end sentence, and formally supports Coastal Commission staff recommendation to deny the application. I stand by that. I need to know where we want to, where there's consensus on that. So I need to get more comments on that. I know, Nancy, where you stand on your remarks for that one. And I just ask for George to make some comments on the last statement under the resolution where it's written supports Coastal Commission staff versus, and Nancy, I think you had the language of your choice on that. Do you have any remarks on that, George? No? Christine, do you have any remarks on the staff recommendation to deny the application as it's written? That's what I would support in this resolution, and I need consensus on that closing part of this resolution.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. I understand. What I would like to say before I make any other comment is I would like to appreciate the time that was given to me by our staff. Today we spent 2 hours talking about the ins and outs of really semantics and what words mean, and I think it is really very important that we have the right words and we feel comfortable with the word choice. So I absolutely understand where Councilwoman Nancy is coming from in that way, and I'm glad she made that comment about Cayucas not being here, because we certainly, when we were discussing this meeting, it didn't occur to me that a January date wouldn't be possible. So I understand that sometimes things aren't possible. That's okay. But it's disappointing for me as well not to have the full JPA here, because it would have been my first opportunity as well to interact with them. And I think for sure they are feeling a bit perhaps left out of the process. And I just want to recognize that I understand that. And I'm sorry that it's not a larger meeting for that. That said, I'm very glad for the portion of the meeting that allows Morro Bay to represent residents to come forward and talk. And again, glad for us to have this interaction so soon before the January 10 Coastal Commission hearing. So it's just kind of a too bad situation that the dates were the same. And I appreciate, you know, the fact that we were able to have this meeting, and thanks to the council people here for showing up. So in that case, I am comfortable denying the application, leaving that wording in there. And a lot of that was discussed today about perhaps we do need closure on this particular project. It is the same project that has been put forward several times. And for those who really believed in the project, it wasn't something that I would have supported. I think people understand that. Most likely not feel that was the best project for Morro Bay. Yet I do believe that there was a very strong effort to have that project approved. And I'm not sure that project will be possible at this point if we need the Coastal Commission to in some way coordinate with us. So we've really tried, and I'd like to see if there's going to be an end to this particular project. Perhaps it's best to use the word deny. So I'm comfortable with it the way it's written right now.
Thank you. So we have consensus the way it's written right now with the editorial change on the second page under whereas the Cayucas Sanitary District declined would be changed to unable to attend said meeting citing holiday conflicts.
No.
And
the last statement still bothers me.
And we have consensus right now to approve this the way it is. I understand that you don't agree with this. Yes, consensus, or majority, thank you, to keep this where it is. And I know you want to have that changed, phrased differently. And I would stand by where it's at. So I would be willing to take a motion to approve resolution 7-13.
I'll move to approve resolution 7-13 as presented in the most recent redline form from Mayor Irons, with the adjustment to the whereas middle second page to change the Cayuga Sanitary District declined to the Cayuga Sanitary District wasn't able to. And that's it.
A second?
I'd second.
Can we take a roll call vote on this, please? Thanks.
No. Councilmember Smuckler?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson, Nancy?
No.
Councilmember League?
No.
Councilmember Christine Johnson?
Yes.
And Mayor Irons?
Yes. Motion passes 3-2. That takes us on to item number 8, approval or denial of resolution number 8-13 of the City Council of City of Morro Bay, California, requesting the Coastal Commission approval of application of our wastewater treatment plant.
Move acceptance of resolution 8-13.
Excuse me. Yes, I'm going to sleep on you now.
And by no means does this vetted out both sides of this discussion, the resolution previous to this and this current resolution. Very unfortunate that we couldn't have Cayucas at the table with us today. That said, I'd be declined on this resolution, so we take a vote. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Smuckler?
No.
Councilmember Nancy Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember George League?
Yes.
Councilmember Christine Johnson?
No.
And Mayor Jamie Irons?
No. Item 8 fails. 2-3. Brings us to item 5, discussion and direction relating to continuing or terminating the agreement with Dudek, McCabe, and or Delzite for the wastewater treatment plant project. And open for that discussion. I'll turn it over to you, George. Any discussion on that?
I'm going to pass right on now. I'm going to come back, though.
Okay. Christine, you have any remarks?
Thank you. I think that I appreciate that many people were willing to discuss this at public comment. I think it's never really easy to say you're going to terminate someone, whether or not you know them personally, but most likely a lot of these people have been coming to meetings and sat in the same room with individuals, so I don't think it's an easy thing to say terminate. I don't take it lightly either. At this point, I was wondering, could we talk about their separate contracts, so could we talk about perhaps the McCabe contract first? Or is there any desire to take them three as, or just all, because they're not all the same contract, correct?
You can take them in any order you want, and then we can continue it over to the next remark on that as well.
Okay, well, I think that the one I'd like to address right now would be the McCabe contract. I think that is the one that I have received the most input about, and I have the most concern about, based on the fact that we've just passed the resolution that we have, and that I do know that there's ongoing lobbying being done on behalf of this, the project that is currently in front of the Coastal Commission by Susan McCabe, and I think that it's most appropriate if that lobbying, at least from the Morro Bay perspective, were to end, and that we asked that she no longer be pursuing that project for Morro Bay. That's how I feel at this point.
Okay. You want to continue on with Dudek and Delzite, and then we'll move on to Noah?
I think for the actual consultancy work we've received from those two groups, it seems to me if we're willing to take denial and take that on and make that our decision this evening, then most likely we would just at this point end the process with all of those consultants. However, I do want to just make the remark that at some point we'll need to perhaps flesh something out about what those consultants already know about the project and about wastewater treatment in this zone with Morro Bay and Cayucas, and perhaps there would be some way to gain the knowledge or not. They've studied the project and they understand our town and Cayucas and what our space limitations here are and what our positives and negatives are. So I'm not sure I'm willing to throw out all of that work in the future because I don't necessarily know if we need to go back and reinvent everything again, perhaps. So I'm a little on the fence about how we, if we're doing it for the short term until, let's say, you know, after the 10th of January, then I would be comfortable stopping all work on the project as it's proposed right now, sitting at the Coastal Commission. Is that
okay.
Clear?
And that's for Dudek and Delzite?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy?
I have a couple of concerns, of course. My understanding is that it requires a 10-day notice to terminate their employment. Also, it isn't very hard to figure out that the Coastal Commission meeting comes within the next 10 days. Most importantly, though, I feel that this is, again, a subject for a JPA meeting. I'm not sure that we have the right or the ability to cancel or terminate a contract that was made with the joint powers. I think we need to look at that. In addition, I think it's kind of
those reports, and it will be a launching pad for our analysis of alternatives, as has been recognized in the Coastal Staff Report. And we can certainly, if it's our desire, reinitiate the relationship with either of the consultants. I would prefer that was part of a request for proposals and an evaluation of options in that case, depending on what we were asking the consultant to do. But I think that's a prudent way to go to make sure that we're getting the best value. And I would expect potentially, particularly for Dudek, that they would have advantage in that case because they wouldn't need to spend as much time researching and coming up to speed on the site and the background of the project. So they may very well be one of the most competitive consultants going forward. But that said, I think given our approval of the resolution from Morro Bay's perspective, we're ready to sever the relationship with this project proposal, and it will be cleanest if we do that with all three consultants. And I would like to ask the city attorney to talk about that 10-day notice. From my understanding, it is possible for us from one party to say, no, we do not want to participate, please do not work on behalf of Morro Bay, and end that relationship there. But I'd like to hear from the city attorney on that.
Over the 15 years I've been with the city, I constantly hear us refer to the JPA and that they're the party that enters into the contracts. And I always have to remind people, it's not a joint powers authority. It's not a legal entity. It's two separate entities. The city of Morro Bay is one, and Cayucas Sanitary District is one. So when we enter into these contracts, it's not as a joint powers authority because we are not one. It's not a legal entity, as I mentioned. So the contract is between the City of Morro Bay, Cayucas, and these consultants, or for any contract. It's a three-party contract. We have the ability to cancel the contract, and if that's the desire of council, staff will send out a letter first thing in the morning telling them that they're no longer allowed to work on this on behalf of Morro Bay or to say that they represent the City of Morro Bay on this project. You certainly can later on enter into a new contract if that's your desire, as Council Member Smuckler said, but you do have the ability to cancel it immediately.
Okay, thank you for that. And that said, I would like to speak to the concept of we've already paid these consultants, so we're basically walking away from their services, which would be free at this point. And yes, the lobbyist had established a cap on the cost of her services at $155,000. Can I confirm that that's been reached?
I think my staff report said it's very close to it if it's not already there.
Yeah.
And that didn't include December, so my belief is it's reached the full amount.
Okay. She will continue, if Cayucas so chooses, to work, and her services are tied to the project. So it would be counterintuitive for us to say, yes, please continue working, because the only thing that she will work for is the project that we're asking them to deny now. So obviously that is not something that I would support. With Del Zeit, the project manager, that is that's work that we would be invoiced for. So by us asking him not to work on our behalf, we're saving resources there, and I think that's an important thing because we're going to need as much money as possible going forward. Same with Dudek. I would expect that we would, they're at the limit of their contract, and that any further work that they do will also be invoiced to us. So in all three cases, it doesn't make sense to me to continue the relationship, and I recommend that we terminate.
That brings some questions that I have, and I bring that to the city attorney, Mr. Schultz, and that is contract suspension. And just briefly, as I said earlier, this agenda would have been a Cayucas Morro Bay agenda. Everybody would have had the opportunity. These resolutions could have been Morro Bay Cayucas resolutions. Cayucas obviously wasn't here. So we voted on these resolutions as this body. These other, the contracts, I don't feel as though, I would rather have a Cayucas, since it is those two contracts, the city and Cayucas are in there. I'd like to understand what it would mean from us to just suspend. Is there any conversation on your choice over suspending versus terminating? Is there any other comments on that from the council? George, Nancy, Noah, Christine?
I feel strongly that we should terminate the contracts to be clean with where we're at with the project, and to be clear and to know that that does leave open the opportunity to reestablish a relationship in the future if we feel it's appropriate.
Anybody else?
Well, I said I was going to come back to this, but Nancy made it very clear exactly what I was going to say. I feel like that by doing this, we're just driving a wedge right between us and Cayucas, and there's been a history of problems there, too. So you're just telling Cayucas that we're trying to tell them what to do on this, I think. And I just don't understand why. I can't get over this. I don't understand why we're having this meeting. And these decisions should not be made unless we're with Cayucas. So I'm just against it all.
Nancy, any comments? No. Christine?
I am concurring with most of what Noah has said. I think that if we're going to, since we've already voted the majority here to deny a project, then I think it's a cleaner break, and I think the consultants will certainly understand, following the resolution, that this would be the natural course of things, and I don't think that there would be, I would doubt that they would not understand that, and they're in, that's their business. This isn't the first time I'm sure that's happened to them, so I'm sure they'll take it with a grain of salt and understand the process. As far as their professionalism, I'm sure they understand that's how things go. So I would vote to terminate at this point.
Then I'm not in agreement with that, but someone needs to make a motion then.
Okay, I'll move to terminate the contracts with Dudek, McCabe, and Delzite for wastewater treatment plant project consultant services.
Second.
Okay, we'll take a vote on that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No.
No. No.
Motion fails, 3-2.
So could I ask, what are you looking for, and what's the benefit of a suspension if that's what it is?
A suspension means just what I had said previously. Is it's not really for the sake of all this, whether it's suspended or terminated, the consultants will still be able to proceed under Cayucas. My feeling under the suspension is similar to what George was talking about. I would prefer having that discussion at the board with the JPA. A suspension for me basically saying, hey, this should be suspended until we get back and we can meet as a board and talk about what we want on this, and that way we can have both parties involved on that. That's the way I feel personally. And if we don't have consensus with that, then we have to either come to a conclusion that the consultants we've had our discussion, we've vetted what we want to discuss on that, and they can proceed as they will under Cayucas. But my feeling is to suspend services with them until we can convene as a combined board.
Okay. If you don't mind, I feel it's very important that we do make some form of action, because without that action, the consultants will continue to operate status quo, which isn't mm-hmm. acceptable to me. So I just want to confirm again with the city attorney that suspension will have the similar effect of termination in the sense of what their actions would be.
Termination on behalf of the city of Morro Bay, the contract still exists between Cayucas and the consultants.
Mm-hmm.
If we suspend the contract, the contract still exists between Cayucas and the consultants. Under a termination, it's very easy to say you're no longer working on behalf of the city. You're no longer allowed to say that you represent the city on this project. If you do it as a suspension, I'm assuming it would be the same. It's going to say you're no longer allowed to work on the contract representing the city of Morro Bay, and you're no longer to state that you're representing the city of Morro Bay. So in some ways, they're exactly the same until our next JPA meeting. I think that's what you're getting at. It's just the wording of
the city of Morro Bay.
Thank you.
Because I thoroughly expect they will continue to work for Cayucas.
Certainly. Thank you.
And that said, I, with that addition, I would agree with the suspension, given the city attorney's evaluation of that.
So just to be formal about this for our city clerk. So I'll make a motion.
Can I ask one question? Where is suspension on the agenda here?
It's not. This is discussion and direction. So we went under discussion what we want
to
do with these contracts.
To continue or terminate. Terminate. Not anything about anything else.
Okay, well, then
That's what we were discussing.
I'll turn that detail over to our city attorney.
Suspension is a temporary termination, so it's within the Brown Act, and it's provided enough notice to the public. If you would like to continue with the suspension, it would fall under that item.
Thank you. So then I'll go through with my motion. I would make a motion that we suspend the contracts with our current consultants, Dudek, McCabe, and Delzite, until the two boards can convene and discuss these contracts, and with the specific language that they're not to be doing any work on the city's behalf. Is that clear enough? Do I have a second?
I can second that.
Let's take a motion for that. Any discussion? I take a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed?
No.
No.
Motion carries 3-2. So now we get on to item 5, discussion and direction relating city's role, position, and participation at the January 10th, 2013 Coastal Commission hearing on the wastewater treatment plant. Same thing, discussion and direction. This is for our staff and how we want our staff to proceed and representing the wastewater treatment plant. I'll open it up for discussion. Nancy, would you like to start?
Well, I don't see any point in discussing it. You have passed a resolution asking that we deny the project, or suggest that we deny the, ask the Coastal Commission to deny the project. And since staff works at the will of the City Council, I'm sure they will do as you direct them.
As we direct them, yes.
Not all of we, as some of you direct them.
Any more comments? George?
Ditto.
Christine?
Well, I would just like to address that last comment, that certainly it may be that way this evening, that we are not a 5-0 council, but I certainly would not want that to continue on every item, and I will work to make sure that we can be as collaborative as possible. I'm very open to collaborating on everything as they come up. Take them one at a time. This one just is the way it is tonight. But I would work for collaboration.
Any comments on direction for relating to the city's role and on the wastewater treatment plant?
Could I actually have a quick question? Or let's clarify what we expect the hearing to look like for this next week, and if the city manager or the city attorney would like to speak to that and what. How it looks, particularly given our actions tonight and anticipated actions from Cayucas.
At the hearing, the applicant is given so many minutes. That's unknown at this time. It depends on the chair. It decides whether that's 20 minutes, 15 minutes, or 10 minutes. Based on your resolution, that's what the presentation would be. So that's whether you want city staff to do that role or whether the mayor would do the role. Would be the two would be to present that new resolution, and then the rest of the time would be Cayucas's. I'm not going to assume what Cayucas's position will be, whether they'll be asking for approval of the project, denial, withdrawal, who knows. They have just as many options as you do at this point to ask for also, but we would work with Cayucas in splitting up that time. We just want to know if you want city staff to do that, or whether the mayor would do that, or you know, that's to me is the two choices. Obviously, it's not, the consultants won't be there because their contracts, they won't be there on the behalf of the city because their contracts are now suspended. So that's the issue you need to discuss and determine how you want to use that time during the applicants.
Or we wouldn't use that time.
Or we, exactly. Yeah, and you could do it as a during the public comment period. We could make sure that they understand that the resolution has been passed and that they do have that in their packets. But you're correct. It could be done at the public comment, or it could be during the applicant's time.
Okay.
That's up to the chair decides that at it. Usually, if you want to do rebuttal, then it takes up your time at the beginning.
Okay. So that was my question. If you prefer to go ahead with Christine, that
all right, thanks.
Okay.
Did that help you out?
Yes, thank you. What I was hoping for at the Coastal Commission meeting would be, my preference is to have a joint comment period or presentation, however we do it, a council member and our city manager. I think that it's really important to have our staff there and expressing also the change that's happened here in Morro Bay. I think that it's been the Coastal Commission and the commissioners and the staff are used to seeing our city staff in Morro Bay, quite frankly, lobbying for a different kind of project that we have at this point made action to change this evening. So I would like to move forward in a way that has staff and mayor or council member working together on any kind of presentation that's made at the meeting.
Any other comments on that?
I agree completely.
So for the direction for staff tonight, we have one resolution that was approved that we are either going to approve and forward on to council or have it presented at the hearing. And if we're going to do either or, then are we going to present that as suggested with council, mayor, city manager? That's the question. So let's flesh that out right now as far as how are we going to submit the resolution and give up our 15 minutes, or are we going to present with the resolution with city staff and council or mayor? So I think that's the direction we need. Andrea, if you have any comments on that. You're looking, I was getting eye contact from you.
I think the only maybe clarification is that I think there's a choice between working within the 15 minutes of the applicant or doing a public comment, which I think comes after that. So that's just the clarification that we're looking for. I don't believe we're able to do both as the applicant during public comment if we speak during the applicant time, but right. Rob might be able to better answer that.
Okay. So I guess I would, since you have your hand up, like you have your comment on that, I'll...
Question.
Thank you.
Question. So the 15 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever, is given by the chair. It could be whatever that time frame is given that day. That will need to be shared between Morro Bay and Cayucas if this is where things turned out to be, correct? So we may not have 10 minutes. We may have 5 or... Okay. All right. So...
Cayucas filibuster.
Okay.
Okay, so clear direction for tonight would be taking the resolution forward at the hearing, and I want to hear from everyone on this, at the hearing, represented from the city, and that city being council and city manager, correct?
If there were a way to do that, that would be my preference. Yes, it's not awkward or looks sophomoric or any more, unusual than it will be anyway. Obviously, it may be a little unusual. So how can we do it so that it looks,
Actually, may I answer that?
Absolutely.
Comment on that?
Please, thank you.
I think if you're planning on having council and staff submit this resolution together, I would refuse to participate in that, because as I understand from our city attorney, and I'll clarify with him, that even as a minority member of this council and having a seat on the JPA, I have a right to express my opinion separately from the council.
Thanks for that, Nancy.
Thanks, I will.
Okay, thank you. So go ahead now.
And I think it's important that it would be awkward to have, say, any council member that wanted to join this
Absolutely.
Group presenting.
Mm-hmm.
That would be too large a group, and I think it's important to have one representative from the council, mayor, yeah. or a council member, and the city manager together.
Right.
And that certainly would leave the door open for any council member to speak from their own experience.
Thank you.
So with that, I would suggest that if that's the city manager and council role, that as mayor I would take that forward with the city manager to present the resolution for our 7.5 minutes. And...
to really know It is impossible to really know how this project will eventually end up. There is a chance that we could be involved in protracted litigation with the Cayuga Sanitary District. The permitting process could bog down and take years, and costs could skyrocket. For the sake of our citizens, I truly hope that this does not happen. In your perfect world, maybe you will be able to get the folks in Cayucas to come around to your way of thinking. You will find a good location. All the permits will be fast-tracked, and you will build a state-of-the-art water reclamation plant quickly and for a reasonable cost. Only time will tell. However, after tonight's vote, there is one thing that I am certain about. At the conclusion of this meeting, for better or worse, the three of you will own this project. Thank you.
Any other closing remarks?
I would like to make a closing remark, and I'd like to point out something that I came across recently about infrastructure and the United States, and historically where we stand, and it may give us a little salve on our wounds because it's going to be a challenging project. It's been a challenging project, and it will continue to be so. It wasn't any less challenging in the years running up to this. So something timely that I read that I think is just kind of interesting to share is in the December 3rd issue of the New Yorker magazine, there's a weekly column. The financial page is what it's called, and the author is James Surowiecki, and he writes, for layman's terms, he talks about various economic issues that are global or domestic. And interestingly, he says that politically speaking, it's always easier to shell out money for disaster that has already happened with clearly identified victims than to invest money in protecting against something that may or may not happen in the future. In 2009, the American Society of Civil Engineers gave our infrastructure in the USA a D grade and estimated that we'd need $2.2 trillion to bring it up to snuff. And a 2005 independent study of disaster mitigation grants made by FEMA found that every dollar in grants ended up saving taxpayers $3.65 in avoided cost. So it's not just Morro Bay that's dealing with infrastructure that has some challenges. We can see it clearly here when we drive on our roads, or that we're facing a situation with our wastewater treatment plant, which I think almost everyone on the project would agree that it's time to replace the plant. That's the one thing we can agree on. But I would just want to share this with you, that it's not just Morro Bay. It's not just us, but we're facing this as a nation. And to close, I would just like to read his final paragraph, because I think it's useful. In a time of austerity, there is bound to be opposition to expensive infrastructure projects. But if government, and by extension taxpayers, is already on the hook for damage caused when disasters strike, we owe it to ourselves to do something about how much those disasters will cost. And one final remark, based on Councilwoman Johnson's comments, which I do appreciate her speaking so clearly, and I think it's a wonderful time to be in the United States when you can speak your mind, that we can, and I appreciate it, and I do respect it. And I also would like to say that I think that I'm more than willing to take on a project like this at this time. I have the energy for it. I believe all of us here have the energy for it, and I also believe we can find the right project for the right place, for the right price in the right place for Morro Bay. I believe that, and I will work for that. And I would hope that we would all be working for that together. Thank you.
Noah, you have any closing comments? Since we're all closing comments here, everybody's getting their 2 cents in.
Very briefly, it's alluded to in the Coastal Commission staff report that they do want to work with us.
Yes.
And they've already reached out to the water boards to help us there. And I do hope that we take them up on that to the fullest degree. And also that we continue this public dialogue and strive to bring the community into this process going forward. I think that's going to be a key part of success.
And with that, my hope would be to just keep the dialogue going within our community and with this council. So, meeting is adjourned. Thank you.